they will be visible, and they will ensure that the people of this county get a fair shake when it comes to getting the basics they need to survive.
It's important that we take this very seriously and understand that we are trying to limit community spread.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. I hope you're staying safe during this coronavirus pandemic. Thank you for listening. We'll try to give you the latest on this podcast with every update now as we go forward. And following similar moves across the Northeast, the Rockland County Executive has declared a state of emergency. It includes four orders which, if violated, carry penalties and fines. The last time he issued the orders with teeth like that was about a year ago during the measles outbreak. WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn reports.
Rockland County Executive Ed Day says additional orders could be issued if warranted.
The state of emergency will be in effect for 30 days through April 15th and may be extended at that time, depending on the circumstances.
The first order dictates that all public and private schools, grades K through 12, will suspend classroom and extracurricular activities for 2 weeks, as of midnight tonight for the public schools and for private schools Wednesday. All universities, colleges, and other public and private post-secondary educational facilities must exclude students from these facilities before 12 a.m. Wednesday. They are not required to close dorms or dining halls, as some students have not been able to travel home. Non-residents are prohibited from visiting student housing or dining facilities. Dr. Mary Jean Marsico is Chief Operating Officer of Rockland BOCES.
All of our school districts are committed to ensuring that all students will continue to have access to educational activities, enrichment and reinforcement activities, and nutrition services during this time of crisis and disruption to our schools and our community.
Day says facilities solely dedicated to daycare, preschool, and pre-kindergarten are exempt from the order, so parents who work have a place to take their children. Day acknowledged Governor Andrew Cuomo's announcement Monday that all schools in the state would close by the end of the day. Then there's a hoarding prevention order that says businesses may sell only two items, for example, two bottles of hand sanitizer, to a household or business per day. There's a list of restricted items.
We are serious when it comes to those who do not comply with this law, the executive order. Our consumer protection people will be personally calling the stores in this county. They will be out tomorrow in force. They will be visible, and they will ensure that the people of this county get a fair shake when it comes to getting the basics they need to survive.
He says there are reports that mothers have not been able to purchase baby formula in some stores. Another directive is the COVID-19 test protective order, which requires residents awaiting test results to stay home and avoid interaction with the public until their test results are returned, at which time they will receive further instructions from their physicians or public health authorities. Rockland County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Rupert says she's been advising residents to practice social distancing.
Today, I'm going a step further and asking residents to consider staying home as much as you can.
Then there's the buffet and salad bar protection order, which limits buffets and salad bars to prepackaging their food for sale.
Violation of these orders is considered a Class B misdemeanor, and anyone found guilty of that level of crime in New York faces maximum penalties of up to 3 months in jail or 1 year probation. In addition to the B misdemeanor charges, and maybe more significantly, we're utilizing the same authority we used during the measles outbreak. Violators of order number one and order number three would also face fines from our Commissioner of Health of $2,000 per day per violation under the Rockland County Sanitary Code.
As of the time of Day's orders, Rockland County had 18 positive cases of COVID-19.
As we said during the first measles state of emergency, nearly a year ago, the goal here is not to fine or imprison anyone. We are only interested in getting compliance to protect the health and safety of all of our residents.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer also declared a state of emergency Monday. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.
And in response to the crisis, public access is being denied to more and more government buildings in Massachusetts. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill reports.
In the largest city in western Massachusetts, all municipal buildings, including City Hall, will be closed to the public until April 5th.
These are extraordinary times, and that makes for decisive actions that have to be taken.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said city workers will still be on the job and there will be no layoffs, but face-to-face contact with the general public will be greatly reduced. There may be some staggered shifts or work done remotely, all in an effort to combat community spread of the novel coronavirus that poses a deadly threat to the elderly and people with underlying health conditions and could overwhelm local hospitals.
We are threading the needle right now to tamp down hysteria also, but it's important if we follow these guidelines that we'll be able to containment and mitigation of this situation.
At a City Hall news conference announcing the changes Monday, Sarno said essential city services will remain available uninterrupted, including police, fire, sanitation, trash pickup, and recycling.
I really deeply appreciate everybody's, the residents and business community's, patience and understanding in this very challenging situation.
To reduce the chances of police officers becoming ill, Springfield Police Department operations will be spread out among four locations: the headquarters on Pearl Street, the Metro Division substation on Dwight Street, the Police Academy on East Street, and the city's Municipal Operations Building on Tapley Street. Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprood said she is not canceling days off or vacations.
I do not have a sickness problem. I am fully manned. I am actually more manned than normal because what some of the officers are doing is canceling vacation. They recognize the urgency. They have stepped up as they always do and always have.
Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi said to lessen the risk of spreading the virus among firefighters, work schedules are being adjusted, and the apparatus bay doors at firehouses will be kept closed to discourage civilians from walking in. While public schools in Springfield remain closed for at least the next 3 weeks, breakfast and lunch meals will be prepared for pickup at 14 schools between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. each day, according to School Superintendent Dan Warwick.
As many of you know, we feed 30,000 students every day, so that's an important piece for us.
Warwick said officials are in discussions with daycare providers over helping families where parents must work and have no one to watch their children when school is not in session. He said the district is also looking into remote learning. Governor Charlie Baker's order that bans eating in at restaurants and bars will be strictly enforced in Springfield by health inspectors, according to the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Calton Harris.
It's important that we take this very seriously and understand that we are trying to limit community spread.
Also Monday, Hamden County Sheriff Nick Cochi announced all jail inmate visits have been suspended for the next 60 days, except for attorneys and clergy members who will be provided with face masks.
We have a very safe and we have a very healthy environment inside those fences, and we want to keep it that way.
Cochi said that one inmate was placed in quarantine after showing symptoms of potentially being infected with COVID-19. Last Friday, it was determined the person was not ill and the quarantine was ended. As of Monday, Bay State Hospital in Springfield had tested 100 people for COVID-19 and received 40 results with one positive for the disease. That person is now recovering at home, according to the hospital. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast, even during a time like this. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.